G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Now, the World Series of Darts is coming, what, the Wollongong Friday and Saturday. Are you going?
Yeah. We're in town for last week, actually, and Gillian Price got beaten by Michael Van Gerwen. So I've been covering the darts for Fox for this will be my seventh year, and it got quite into it. If you've never been before, go. I've been before,
mate.
Yeah, you come 1 year, and down at, I think it's Star. We're in that time, and it's an amazing night, actually. They're pretty much sold out down in Wollongong. There's only a few tickets left for Friday night. But 4,500 people, they all get dressed up, they drink. The players, the best eight.
The players drink while darting?
Some of them.
No, they don't play. No, they?
Are you allowed to?
I think they can.
What do you mean? You're allowed to be professional and drink? Look at Ponga. He's professional.
They do before they play, and they have a belly full before they play in the players' room.
Hang on. You can get blind before you play.
You have to, yes.
Oh.
Some of them can't throw. Gary
Anderson. Sober. You can't throw sober.
Gary Anderson, who's a three-time world champion, he tried it a few years ago and tried to get a bit fitter and got off the drink, and he couldn't hit the dartboard, so he got back on the drink and started winning again. So they have plenty before they play. There's
Love
eight dartboards set up in the players' room, and they warm up. It takes them about 3 hours to warm up. They get out there and get into it. But it's great fun. And we've got eight of the best players from the Oceania section, which is Simon Whitlock, who we all know, who got through last week, got through to the semi-final, got beaten by Gerwen Price in the end. But another guy, Jordan Mathis, he got through to the semi-finals went close, but no cigar in the end, and end up two best players in the world playing off in the end. So this week will be interesting because Gerwen Price got very upset when Michael Van Gerwen beat him and sort of stormed off stage. So because he'd been beaten twice. He'd been beaten in the world match play the week before. So he's upset. But those two fire up in the event and in the final will be interesting to see.
I didn't know what I was getting myself in for, Gowie, when I went to the darts tournament. But I must say I really enjoyed it. Regardless whether you like darts or not, just the atmosphere in the room that it creates is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just, and they're exceptional what they do, right? They, to hit triples and doubles at the right time, and there's actually there's more than that. There's a strategy to what they do, and they're quite incredible. I don't know if you call them athletes, but I think you do because it's all a bit of a mind game with them. But the atmosphere is incredible. If you've never done it, try it. It is incredible.
Now, the Korn Ferry Tour. Who's got the chance of taking this out, Gowie?
Yeah, well, this is interesting. Now, this changed a few years ago on the tickets they give out to the PGA Tour. So the top 25 of normal years play is done. And young Harrison Endicott, well, he's 26 years of age now, from the Avondale Golf Course in Sydney, coached off Ben Patterson, who he's been coached from him for years. He's done it the tough way, this young fella, and he got over to the US. He went and played the Latin American tour for a couple of years. He sort of flew under the radar, and now he's got a US tour card. He's done it the tough way. He's worked his way to the PGA Tour. He deserves every bit he gets. He's got a great story. He's a funny bastard too. So he's got his tour card. We've got four Aussies actually there this week. They now have a three-week playoff. Now, I think this is better than watching the PGA Tour playoff, because these guys are playing for a ticket to get into the tour next year, where these guys that are playing the top 70, playing the BMW, they're playing just for a bucket load of money. They've secured their cards and their PGA rights for next year. The guys in the Korn Ferry for these next three events are playing for their livelihood, basically. We've got Anthony Quayle, who plays it normally up in Japan. Aaron Baddeley is a regular. Obviously, Jason Scrivener and Minwoo Lee, who tried his hand on the US Tour through invite this year, and didn't play so well. Played well at Augusta, played well at a couple of events, but didn't get a card through the way he was trying to get it through invite. So if he plays well in the next three events, he'll have a tour card. So, if you're watching any event this week, I think that's the event to watch on TV.
Gowie, we've got an update on Cam Smith. How's his injury, firstly? And have we heard any more about him signing or not signing with this LIV Tour?
Oh, well, I think it's a foregone conclusion that he's signing with the LIV Tour. Everything points towards that. He hasn't said it himself. He actually said that, with any announcements, he'll make it himself, no one else. But no, he has pulled out this week. I think he was unfairly judge last week with his ruling that they gave him a two-shot penalty after the fact. The next day, an hour before he was supposed to play, they gave him a two-shot ruling from the day before, which they'd already passed. Said, yeah, we think it's okay. And then they come back and reviewed the tape and said the ball was touching the hazard line. He hit the ball into the water. He took a drop, rolled back, and it was sort of touching the red line. Now, you have to take full relief. You have to have the ball, completely out of the hazard or the penalty area, and it obviously wasn't, or the ruling was right. I think the ball was touching the line. Cam went and played the ball, but they come back an hour before he played on, day four when he's in contention. That just shouldn't happen. If you've looked at it once, a bit like the video refs on rugby league, if you look at it, you should know what you're looking at. Everybody else sees it. And I think the PGA Tour didn't do themselves any justice there by the way they handled that. It's possibly a bit of a dig, because he's heading to the Live Tour, which I thought was disgraceful. But on the other side of Cam Smith, he hit a guy in the hand, and the guy was holding the mobile phone. Cam went up, gave him his number, said, mate, give me a ring, I'll send you a new phone. And to his credit, the little Queenslander, he sent him a brand new upgraded phone a day later.
What about the BMW Championship this week, mate?
Yeah, 70 players in there. We've only got four Aussies, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, Herbert, and Cam Davis, who's been playing exceptionally well, Cam Davis. You haven't heard of him because he's finishing top 10s and top 20s, but so regularly in contention. I like John Ram this week. He finished tied fifth. He led the greens in regulation last week. He didn't hole any putts. It's only a matter of time until he gets his comps to hole putts. He's only $13, but I tipped Adam Scott as the best Aussie last week. He was. He finished tied fifth. And I keep tipping him because he's just getting, it just looks like he's about to win. He's my roughie at $41. I think he wants to win. He hasn't won all year. No idea if he's going to win too or not. But, if he is, he wants to go out with a bang, I think.
Okay, so Gowie's tips. John Rahm, $13 with Tab. And his roughie's Adam Scott, $41. Or he's the $2.50 favourite in the top Aussie market. Thanks so much, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.